The DA, Silius Brink, has been removed as mayor of Tshwane through a motion of no confidence on Thursday. The motion was carried by 120 council members versus 87 who voted against. The motion was supported by most parties, including the ANC, EFF, Action SA, Patriotic Alliance, and the ATM.
Voting on the motion, those who are for the motion, 120. Let me finish. Those who are against the motion, 87. The abstainers is one. Thank you very much. Thank you, councillors. I'm not done, councillors, please. Councillors, thank you. We need to record, to put it on record, that there's only one abstinence. So we've got one abstinence. So thank you very much. Then the motion pass.
Earlier in the day, Brink took to his social media platforms to address the motion against him, saying his removal would bring political instability and threaten the future of the city.
Residents of the Tshwane Metro, in this position, I've come to the office with a sense of optimism every day, feeling very privileged to serve the people of the capital city, to steer us towards financial recovery, energy independence, and gradually improved service delivery. And this day is no different. We go into a council meeting where there's a motion of no confidence, a very unfortunate set of events, with a key coalition partner having withdrawn from the coalition. But my determination and that of my team remains 100% to see the best outcome for the people of the capital city. Whatever happens today, and I must tell you, I'm in a fighting mood. Whatever happens today, this political instability must end. It is bad for service delivery. It is bad for the city administration. It is bad for the reputation of the capital city. And it is bad for the objectives of the national government to grow the economy and to restore confidence in the future of our institutions and of the direction of this country. And so that is another determination, that whatever happens, we must now have political stability so that political leaders can be held to account for their performance at an election, and so that we don't have political games affecting service delivery and the lives of our residents. We stay determined to build a capital city that works for all of its people, one that we can be proud of.
Reporting for Times Live, I'm Demi Buzo.